we get your attention this way. Barbara's up next.
Where are you, Barbara?
There she is. Now, she has a lot of Taurus in her chart, and her mantra, her sexual mantra is food, sex, food, sex. She definitely never says no to sex. Are you into girls or boys? Or food. Are you into girls or boys today? Girls, of course. And she definitely needs a lover. I hope you have one, because sex on a regular basis. I mean, this girlfriend can't go like one day without sex, and like she gets a cold. You know, she starts getting sick, her body starts breaking down. She needs sex on a regular basis. And you know what's funny, is all the talkers today, everyone that's speaking today has their moon in Cancer. And everyone likes breasts. I mean, everyone that's going to, even the faggot that we have that's going to talk today, I'm sure I'm going to, you know, ask him. Yeah, but you like breasts.
But I lost my own cancer.
So you lost your own cancer. I'm so sad. Okay. Barbara Finley is going to talk about Human Rights Commission. She's a fat white lesbian who's been raised as a Christian and in a working class in a prairie town. She believes in the premise that the ways that we're privileged are just as important as the ways that we're oppressed. She's an activist and a lawyer working against sexism, racism, homophobia, and transphobia for the last 30 years. And we're very lucky to have her speak today on human rights issues.
Human rights means the right to live. What Janine just talked about is the effects of these government policies. What this government wants to do is to make us apply for the right to live. I refuse to apply for the right to live. I insist on the human rights which are guaranteed to every citizen of this country and of this universe. That means the right to eat, the right to have a house over your head, the right to have medical care, the right to meaningful work, and it means, maybe most of all, a way to complain effectively if those rights are cut back. Ten years ago, there was literally no human rights protection for queers in British Columbia. 10 years. Sexual orientation has only been in the Human Rights Code since 1992. Since that time, we have used that code to do these things. The first sexual orientation case gave lesbians the right to get sperm from the only supplier in town who was refusing to inseminate dykes. We got the right to have parental leave under the collective agreement with the government when our partners had children. We got the right to insurance protection even if our partners were HIV positive. We got the right to gay pride proclamations in the homophobic cities of British Columbia. We got the right to be protected in our high schools from gay bashing and to hold those school systems accountable. We got the right, if we're transgendered, to use the washroom of our gender, not of their designation. We got the right to use the services for women if we are women. And even the women can't keep us out. Those victories are critical. That's what we did in the last 10 years, but let me tell you what we're not going to be able to do in the next 10 years, because this is what they're doing to the Human Rights Commission. First of all, they're eliminating it. They say, oh, well, never mind, it'll just be like small claims court. You file your claim, you don't have to go through that nasty Human Rights Commission. What they don't tell you is, at the end of the day, after you file your complaint, they can insist that you settle. If they don't think that you're accepting a reasonable offer from your employer, they can toss your complaint out. They're the same people who are going to judge the complaint if it goes to a hearing. Does anybody think there might be a conflict of interest there?
Yeah.
And if you lose, they can award costs against you. You know what that means? You risk having to pay more if you lose than you are going to get if you win.
Shame.
This is their revisions to the Human Rights Code. Now, I tell you, I was on a panel with Lorne last week, and Lorne said that it wasn't about cuts to human rights at all. One of the things that you'll always know is they never say it's about cuts to human rights. They always say it's about something else. In this case, guess what? It's about efficiency. Efficiency for whom, exactly? Exactly. No, it's supposed to make the process easier. And what's going to happen is, just like when they make the welfare rules so harsh that nobody can qualify, they're going to say, see, we got all these people off welfare in BC. 10 years from now, they're going to say, see, there are no more human rights complaints, and that's because this province is perfect. We are here today to tell them that this province is not perfect, and it's getting less and less perfect by the minute. We are not fools. We will continue to insist on our right to live and the right to have our right to live protected.